Judy Blume joins us by phone tonight. She's the best-selling author of books for all ages. Her 28 previous titles include Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret, Forever, and Summer Sisters. Judy Blume is deeply committed to intellectual freedom, working with the National Coalition Against Censorship. She's also been awarded the National Book Foundation's Medal for Distinguished Contribution to American Letters. Tonight, we're going to talk with her about her latest national bestseller, which has just been released in paperback. It is titled In the Unlikely Event. I am delighted to welcome you to Around Cincinnati, and I thought you might begin by setting the scene for us. Could you tell us what time and place and unlikely events your novel focuses on in The Unlikely Event?
For the most part, it takes place during the winter of 1951-1952 in Elizabeth, New Jersey, which is my hometown, and it centers on three generations of three families. There are a lot of characters. It's all set against the background of a series of true tragedies that happened when I was a teenager, a young teenager. Three commercial airliners crash within a period of 58 days into Elizabeth. And this is not about airplane crashes. And I don't want to frighten anybody because it's about the characters, as every novel is. You know, how do the characters react? What happens to them? How are they affected? How are their lives changed? It's still got a lot of happy moments in it and funny moments and moments that may make you tear up.
You have a wonderful ability to create characters that we care about. They seem like our neighbors, our friends. And so, as you said, we see this time and these events through the eyes of several members of several families. One of the families is the Ammerman family. And Mary is a teenage daughter of Rusty. Would you talk about those two characters? Just give us a kind of a sketch of who they are.
You meet Mary in the very beginning of the book as a 50-year-old woman in 1987, returning to her hometown of Elizabeth, New Jersey, for a commemoration of the worst year of her life, which was that winter. And then very quickly, we're back in that year, and Mary is a 15-year-old girl. I love Mary's family. This is not my family by any means. Mary lives with her spirited and single mother, Rusty, who's just 33, and her loving grandmother, Irene, and her wonderful uncle, Henry Ammerman, who is then the young reporter who makes his name writing stories about these tragedies. And he's a wonderful, I don't even want to call him a substitute father for Mary, but that's the role that he plays in the best possible sense of it. He's willing to talk to her where other people aren't. I think it was a time when adults didn't really talk to kids. They wanted kids to be happy. It was just after the Second World War. We were fighting in Korea. The Cold War was on. And so adults just wanted kids to be good and to be happy and to do well in school and not cause any trouble. And when something happened like this, adults didn't know how and didn't choose to talk to kids about it. I don't remember any teacher or parent of any of my friends ever talking to us about this. So, you know, we made up our own stories and made up our own explanations. Very dramatic explanations for what was going on. You know, for the boys, it was zombies and aliens and communists. Everybody thought it was communists. You know, today, if something like this happened in your town, you would immediately think terrorism, and it would be all over the news. But then we didn't have news coverage on TV, and we had just the newspapers. And I don't think I read the newspapers then.
One of the things that I thought worked so well in your novel is the way you structured it, the format, if you will, the multiple voices, the news clippings.
Well, you know, it's complicated. It took me 5 years. It's a complicated story to tell, although it came to me all at once. And I wasn't sure. I knew that I didn't want it to be one viewpoint. I knew that I wanted many viewpoints in there. In the paperback version, I have given my readers a list of principal characters so that they don't get too confused. A tumble will go up with the music of the time and the characters, nice rolling list of them. I do love the music. I mean, I think the music makes the story, maybe because I know the music. Grew up with Nat King Cole singing all these wonderful love songs, and Miri is falling in love for the first time during this terrible year. People do keep falling in love, and friendships unravel, and all the things that happen happen in a heightened way, I think, during this year when no one knows what's going to happen. Is it going to happen again? When I go to sleep tonight, will I wake up tomorrow morning and everything will be different? I think it makes you question life more. Although, as my father always said, life goes on, life goes on, life is for the living. We have to do this. We have to get through it. We have to cherish every day. I grew up hearing that. I'd like to believe the message got through. I'd like to tell you I appreciate every day as much as I should.
Thank heavens for you for this sometimes heartbreaking but certainly heartwarming novel. So good to be with you, Judy Blume.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
I've been talking with Judy Blume about her latest novel, In the Unlikely Event. You'll find more information about it at wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.